Hello, everyone, and welcome to BioCompare's Tech Insights podcast. This is a podcast where we speak to scientific experts about new tools and technologies that can help advance your research. I'm Ben Atha, a consulting editor for BioCompare. Today's guest is Dr. Isabel Prista, Product Marketing Director in the Cell and Biomolecular Analysis Division at Agilent Technologies. She and her team are helping researchers address some of the biggest challenges in sample QC through automated electrophoresis systems like the Agilent Tape Station system, and most recently with the launch of the new high-sensitivity genomic DNA screen tape assay. Isabel, thank you for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Wonderful. And to start things off, can you tell me, why is sample quality control for NGS so fundamental in genomics and genetics workflows?
So in my opinion, sample quality control is absolutely critical because it helps to confirm that the sample is intact, pure, and also present in sufficient quantity for the analysis. If you want to get trustworthy data, it's essential to do QC early in the process because it helps you to identify suboptimal or problematic samples before they are subjected to the expensive sequencing step. Poor sample quality can also introduce some noise downstream that complicates the data analysis and also the interpretation. So particularly in clinical genomics, sample QC is often mandated because reproducibility of data is critical, and documentation of QC is also essential for traceability and audit readiness.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I've worked in several NGS labs, and this was always the important first step before we actually start our NGS workflows. But Isabel, my next question for you is, what are some of the challenges researchers face if they skip or underestimate QC of their samples?
Yeah, it might be tempting to skip QC steps, especially if you're doing the same kind of workflow over and over again. But if you skip or underestimate sample QC within NGS, this can lead to significant scientific, operational, or even financial challenges. So for instance, poor quality samples can produce low complexity libraries or also false variance calls, which would then compromise the validity of the results and potentially leading to incorrect conclusions or also missed discoveries. So then people would have to go back and reprocess samples because of the failed sequencing runs, which of course can cause significant delays, particularly challenging for clinical diagnostics if patients are waiting for their result or also grant-funded research, which is limited. In clinical or regulated environments, skipping QC can also be considered as well violating quality assurance protocols, which could lead then to audit failures or non-compliance with standards like CAP or CLIA.
Yeah, I've actually seen this firsthand where poor quality samples were chosen and then the sequencing run had to be redone, unfortunately. But Isabel, could you tell me, how do automated electrophoresis systems like the Tape Station system help address these QC challenges?
Yes, so the automated electrophoresis systems like the Tape Station or also Fragment Analyzer can play a critical role in overcoming those challenges because they provide the researcher with very fast, reproducible, and easy analysis of their nucleic acid samples. One important thing to consider are quality metrics because they can help with an objective assessment of the sample integrity, which will then quickly help to identify compromised samples before the researchers have invested time and money in the library prep or even in the sequencing run. So unlike some manual techniques, the Tape Station system can process multiple samples in parallel with very little hands-on time, which also supports scalable NGS operations, especially important for core labs, also clinical research labs.
That's very true. In fact, I actually used to use the Tape Station almost every single day when I worked in an NGS lab. We used a lot of your different assays for DNA and RNA. But actually, your newest assay is the high-sensitivity genomic DNA screen tape assay. Could you tell me, what need does this address for researchers?
So the new high-sensitivity genomic DNA screen tape assay is addressing a very critical need for researchers who are working with low input or precious DNA samples. So particularly in workflows where the sample integrity and the quantity are the limiting factors. The assay itself allows the researchers to confidently evaluate the DNA integrity at the picogram level, which can be essential for workflows like single-cell genomics or working with FFPE samples. As part of the TapeStation screen tape assay offerings, it delivers similar automated reproducible results with also the reliable quality metrics in minutes per sample and fills a gap that we had between quantification only and traditional gel-based methods, supporting all those critical applications like long-read sequencing or also whole genome sequencing.
Well, it sounds like you're filling a big gap for low input samples, but how does this assay improve the reliability of QC for downstream workflows?
It provides precise, sensitive, and reproducible assessment of the genomic DNA. Like I said, especially where the input material is limited, it can detect DNA integrity at sub-nanogram levels, which helps to enhance the reproducibility across batches and helps labs to accelerate decision-making for high-quality samples that they may want to subject to sequencing. So, unlike some quantification-only methods that are available, the assay provides both concentration and integrity information, which is offering a more comprehensive QC profile to the user.
Got it. So with that improved reliability, which applications will researchers find assay most useful?
I believe that researchers will find this assay particularly valuable for any application where they have limited DNA amounts and where accurate integrity assessment is critical for their downstream success. So this can, for example, include FFPE sample analysis in clinical and translational research, single-cell or rare-cell population studies, as well as long-read sequencing and structural variant analysis.
So this really broadens what researchers can do. In what ways does this extend the TapeStation portfolio and strengthen its value?
So it strategically expands the screen tape portfolio by addressing a previously unmet need, the reliable QC of low-concentrated genomic DNA samples. This extends the usability of the already well-known and trusted TapeStation system into low-input applications and strengthens the workflow integration. Overall, this reinforces the role of the TapeStation as a critical decision point in genomics workflows. So, despite the high sensitivity of the assay, it still retains all of the TapeStation well-known benefits: the fast turnaround time, the minimum hands-on time, and also the automated QC analysis and reporting.
So it really feels like this is one piece of a larger strategy. How does this new assay fit into the broader future of genomic analysis at Agilent?
Yes, so our belief is that the new high-sensitivity genomic DNA screen tape assay is a strategic addition that aligns very well with Agilent's broader vision of enabling precision, scalability, and accessibility in genomic analysis. So, by expanding the TapeStation's capabilities, Agilent reinforces its commitment to end-to-end workflow solutions, which positions Agilent not just as an instrument provider, but also as a workflow partner in genomics research and clinical diagnostics.
Well, thank you so much, Isabel, for taking the time to share your insights with us.
Sure, you're very welcome. That was fun.
Yes, it was. And for those of you who want more information on this new assay, check out BioCompare's recent Tech Insights article, Improving Sequencing Reliability with High Sensitivity Genomic DNA Quality Assessment. And for more information on products, technologies, and the latest scientific advancements, be sure to check out biocompare.com. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and have a great day.